This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Bob Edwards is away. I'm Susan Stamberg. Today, President Bush and other administration officials are marking the three-month anniversary of the September 11th attacks in a White House remembrance. At the Pentagon, a U.S. flag will be hoisted at the spot where a hijacked plane slammed into the building, killing 189. With the collapse of the Taliban regime, U.S. officials are warning that the war against terrorist operatives in the al-Qaeda network may continue for months in Afghanistan and other places. NPR's Tom Gelton reports.
The stunning defeat of the Taliban regime after barely 2 months of war would seem to be an occasion for happiness in Washington, but no one at the Pentagon is celebrating yet because of one disturbing fact. The bad guys have mostly gotten away. Administration officials aren't covering up this problem, they're highlighting it. At the Pentagon yesterday, Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz pointed out that in the final stage of the war around the southern city of Kandahar, Taliban fighters actually outnumbered the anti-Taliban forces. The city fell, Wolfowitz said, not because the Taliban were beaten, but because they walked away from the fight, as they did elsewhere in Afghanistan.
A lot of what's produced the progress here, especially most recently, have been people deciding like rats to leave a sinking ship, but we didn't have the whole perimeter of the ship guarded, so those people are loose.
Across the country, the anti-Taliban forces now in charge have taken relatively few prisoners of war, and that has U.S. officials worried. They're especially concerned about the hundreds or thousands of foreign fighters, mostly Arabs, who followed bin Laden to Afghanistan, ready and anxious to be trained as holy warriors for the Islamic cause. When the war began in October, U.S. officials believed there were between 1,500 and 4,000 of these foreign volunteer fighters. This was bin Laden's al-Qaeda force. Some have been killed, but most of the senior members are believed to be alive and free. Paul Wolfowitz yesterday couldn't cite one al-Qaeda leader under arrest anywhere in Afghanistan.
As to having any actually in custody, I'm not aware of any yet. That, again, it just brings home the point there. A lot out there loose, and there's a lot of work still to be done.
A U.S. intelligence official says of the 30 senior al-Qaeda leaders in Afghanistan at the beginning of the war, six or seven have been killed. The others are all thought to be at large. Vincent Canestrero is a former counterterrorism chief at the CIA.
I think it's a very serious development because that is the whole focus of our involvement in Afghanistan, is to destroy the al-Qaeda leadership and to obtain valuable information on the al-Qaeda networks that are outside of Afghanistan.
Officials believe a fair number of al-Qaeda operatives in Afghanistan may have already slipped across the border to Pakistan. Some are believed to be planning to get away on ships that al-Qaeda leaders have used for smuggling purposes. The U.S. Navy is currently monitoring traffic in the Arabian Sea. Navy crews have already boarded at least four suspicious ships, though they have yet to find any al-Qaeda members. Al-Qaeda fighters who do escape Afghanistan and regroup elsewhere could present a serious threat to the United States. One injured Al-Qaeda fighter, interviewed by a U.S. reporter in a Pakistan hospital last week, screamed that he wanted nothing more than to be back on his feet so he could kill Americans. Without the government protection they were provided in Afghanistan, Al-Qaeda forces might find it more difficult to operate, but Vincent Canestrero says they would still have plenty of options.
They certainly could go to an al-Qaeda facility, a training camp, in the so-called gray areas, places such as much of Somalia, where there is no real central government, parts of Indonesia and the islands, where the Indonesian government's authority doesn't hold sway.
U.S. officials are already on the lookout for al-Qaeda activity in new locations. A delegation of U.S. government officials is believed to have visited Somalia this past weekend, apparently to determine whether the campaign against al-Qaeda may need to focus on new targets in that region. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.